Many of us may have experienced either incest situations or maybe even being molested. As a result of this concept, we do not expect you to go back and talk to the individual, and talk to the person that did this to you. If it's possible, and if it's a healthy situation, and if it can be done, okay. But normally speaking, usually to put yourself back in that situation and around those people is to put yourself in more jeopardy, to put yourself in a negative situation. So in this type of situation, what we do is we simply have you make peace inside of yourself. Let go. We have you again use either the letter writing technique, or we have you use someone in the program with whom you can role model and settle things and make peace. One of the things we recommend very strongly in the amend steps for codependents especially is to use people from the program as models. For example, if I need to talk something out to settle it, to get it out of me, to release it, what I can do is ask someone in the program to play a role for me, to play this role for me in my life so that I can now talk about it and release it and let it go. And the more I learn to share, the more I learn to let things out, the more I no longer keep it inside. It's like anything else. Eventually, it will go away, and eventually, peace will come. Other examples of indirect amends is a gentleman that I know who, in his active addiction, stole about $5,000 from a particular Catholic church. What he did was, in his active addiction, he took a pistol and he stuck up the priest and basically stole $5,000 from him. Now, he has 7.5 to 8 years sobriety. He's doing extremely well in the program. We do not expect him to go knocking on the door and saying, "Here I am." So in his case, we had him write a letter anonymously to the particular clergyman that he held up at gunpoint, apologizing to him, telling him how sorry that he is, and basically letting him know that he wants to make peace on the inside. Also, what we then had him do is he mails a cashier's check for a certain amount of money each month to the church until he pays back the money that he took. See, again, understand the process of this. We are helping this individual and helping this gentleman to make peace and make amends. He is settling his accounts. He is settling situations inside of him. But at the same time, he is not putting himself in jeopardy. He is doing things anonymously, and he is following the good sense and the good guideline of the 12-step program. See, again, we have to learn that we don't put ourselves in situations that are going to hurt us or damage us. And that's why it's so important to be able to work this step, in a sense, with other people so that we get proper advice and proper guidance. Another typical example of indirect amends is especially with someone who maybe has died in our life. See, again, sometimes people that we need to make amends to no longer exist. They are not around anymore. And so many times we need to look at these individuals and we need to be able to say to them the things we need to say. Because deep down inside of us, we still carry the same feelings. I'll give you a typical example. We had a gentleman that I knew from North Philadelphia who, in his active addiction, did a lot of damage to his mother. In his active addiction, he stole from his mother. He beat his mother up, called her all kinds of names, told her he couldn't stand her. And this went on for years and years and years. He literally bled his mother dry. He volunteered and went away in the service, and he went to Vietnam. While he was in Vietnam, he received a letter stating that his mother had died. Still in his active addiction, as far as he was concerned, all he said was, "Good riddance, I'm glad she's gone." The bitterness and the anger was deep inside of him. In coming back from Vietnam through the Vietnam Veterans Program, he was able to get involved in a treatment program, and he was able to basically get himself straightened out. After he was so